recording.
Can I close the door?
Yes, please. Hello, welcome everyone. This is such a great group. Marlene's so excited to get started. This workshop is called Developing a High Impact Ministry to Seniors. And this is our blessed sister, Marlene Glickert, and I think you're going to really enjoy her if you haven't already had the privilege of sitting under her.
Enjoy.
Okay, I am super excited to see you here, which lets me know that you are seriously thinking about seniors. And we have some seniors in the group, we have some younger ones here. And that is very, very exciting to me. I don't know if I'm the oldest senior here. I'm not sure, but it doesn't really matter. But you know something? Every single person is so very, very valuable to God.
Amen.
And you know, it's very easy in our society for older people to not be seen that way.
Yes.
We all are very aware that there's thousands and thousands of our precious people who are a little older. They're in places forgotten by their families, forgotten even sometimes by the church family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to, if you don't remember anything else in this particular time of sharing with you, I'm certainly asking that God will just give you such an awareness of every single person in your family and in your church family and in your neighborhood, anybody who's above the age of 50, you know, to really be very, very aware of them. It's so, so important. Jesus loves every single older person.
Amen.
And so it's very, very exciting. We have been a part, my husband actually, this whole idea for Friends Fellowship actually started with my husband about 15 years ago. He's with the Lord now. But this whole idea, it happened to him. We were at one of the district councils, that's how we used to call them 15 years ago, and they were always talking about church planting. You hear that a lot, right? Church planting. We want church, plant churches, which is very important. In that, it's like the Holy Spirit said to him, "But we really need to really reach the seniors because they're an unreached people group."
Mm.
Now think about that. That's what he used to say. They're an unreached people group because we have a lot of emphasis on our children, the youth. All of that, right? I don't know how often you're hearing about the need to reach the seniors, right? And so the format that God gave to us that we came up with, we call it Friends Fellowship. And so the format that we use is that we meet every single week. Now, I would be curious to know, from the churches that you're from, raise your hands if you have a very active seniors ministry right now. Just a few hands, a really active seniors ministry, okay? And see, everybody's hand didn't go up. Mm-hmm. So this certainly lets you know and lets me know the need is very, very great. And I'm really counting on the Holy Spirit here today that because it will be his job to just kind of awaken and put in our hearts this great opportunity because it is a tremendous opportunity. And so some of the testimonials there. Do they all have their handouts now, Marty?
Not quite? We're short on the colored one.
Oh.
If you have any.
Oh, okay.
Well, go ahead.
At least these are the most important ones right here. But, you know, it's like...
Is it possible to turn that fan a little bit? Or just
turn the fan?
Yeah.
Is it hot in here?
No, it's cold.
Oh, it's cold in here. That I don't have any. Marty, that's your department.
That's the air conditioning, I know.
Thank you. Oh. It's not that thing up there?
Once we're closed and the door is closed, it'll warm up in here just from the number of us that are in here. Unless you find it too uncomfortable, I can't control it from this room.
Okay. Okay. Okay, it's going to keep you awake for sure. Right? And in the sanctuary is cold too. But it is keeping us awake, right? And you know, this is our last session here, and so it's like, you all might be fighting a little bit of, oh, maybe I want a cat nap or something here. But anyway, okay, so some of these testimonials here, this, I mean, every single person who comes, we meet on a Wednesday morning, and we meet every single Wednesday morning. Now, I know that sometimes, you know, churches have emphasis maybe once a month, and they'll have a luncheon, they'll honor the seniors. But what I would like to leave you with is this thought that says, let's meet every single week.
Yes.
Because
yes.
In order to really develop strong community, you really need to meet often. And again, when we're talking about, you know, some of our precious older people, you know, some people are single, some people are divorced, some people are widowed, some people are widowers. And so each person coming, you know, has so many different needs. Some of them are social. Some of them are spiritual. Some of them are emotional, right? But it's just tremendous when we think how we can actually be a part of the heart of Jesus. Because without a doubt, I'm convinced every single time Jesus would go any place, he really saw every person, did he not?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. It's like the children, you know? Oh, sometimes they didn't want to be bothered with the children, but Jesus says, no, they're very important to me, right? And so every single person is so very, very valuable. And so I have written down here several guidelines that, you know, that these are all part of really effective ministry, you know, to the people in your church. You don't have to do it in your church. You could do it in your home. You could do it in another center. You could use a library. But the thing of it is that our format is, well, we always do, well, we meet our core group first. We always meet ahead of time. And we just really pray and intercede. And we're welcoming the presence of the Holy Spirit. And it is our desire that we are really led by the Holy Spirit. And I tell you what, when you have that sense and you welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit, what do you think's going to happen? We're going to sense his presence, you know? I mean, even here, I mean, it's like, Holy Spirit, we welcome you here in this place, even in this time, because the Holy Spirit can just take just one thought even, just one key truth that can just... It's like a takeaway. I find it really helpful. You know, anytime I go any place, it's like, Lord, I just want to leave at least with one nugget that I know came from you. Right? And so that's what I pray for each one of you. And so, you know, people will come in and everybody has brokenness in their life in some way. There isn't any perfect person that's all put together, right? Mm-hmm. We all come in and needing just that healing love of Jesus. And so we always share, like with the core leaders. Now, if you're going to be a core leader, because if you're here, then you have an interest in the seniors in your church. And so we always like to share with every one of our core leaders, and I share this with you because this is the most basic healing principles of communication and working with people. It's so powerful, but it's like three main steps is that you learn to be a really, really good listener. Mm-hmm. If you don't learn to be a good listener, then you'll never be really a great helper to another person, because everybody has a need to be heard. Everybody who comes into your church has a need to be heard. And so if you, with God's help, you say, I want to become a good listener. And we just kind of teach people, when after a person has shared something, just repeat it back. Wow, I think I hear you say this. Is that right? And I tell you what, just doing that step brings healing to a person. Because you're meeting their need to be heard. Think about that. It's so powerful, so powerful. And then, of course, we take that next step. We encourage people to say, okay, after they've shared, you say to them, I understand what you're saying. Because you know what? We all need to know that what we say makes sense. It's like we need validation for what we are thinking. It's a very scary, scary place to find yourself in if you think nobody understands you. Think about that. If you don't think anybody understands you, you're going to find it very, very difficult. You'll doubt your own reality. What's the matter with me? Or you maybe doubt the other person's reality. What's the matter with them that they can't understand me? So this is, it's important to put into words with people, and especially, you know, older people. Yes. I do understand, you know, or tell me more. I don't quite understand what life is like for you. Tell me more. You see, that's so healing, so incredibly healing. And then, of course, the third step is to give a warm response back to people. I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. And then you think of giving a warm response back. Now, I tell you what, if you will start doing that in any relationship that you're involved in, you're going to become a very healing, healing person. People will want to be in your presence. You know why? Because you're going to be meeting their need to be heard, to be understood, and to be warmly responded to. So it's kind of like, that's kind of like the heart of what we're wanting to, for people to sense and feel when they come in. We meet at our church, Life Church. Actually, we've been at Life Church now. We've been there for about 10 years already. And the beauty of this is that it's absolutely open to anybody and everybody. We have probably at least 15 different churches that are represented. Sometimes a person will come and they're not even saved yet, and they'll leave experiencing salvation. But you can see on here, people, so many people would say, I came in and I found love here. And that's just the best, isn't it? When you sense that people are feeling love. Yes.
Is it a co-ed group?
Oh yes, it's definitely. Oh yes, yes, it's men and women. Yeah, the Friends Fellowship is definitely men and women.
And what time of day do you meet?
Well, we meet on Wednesdays, every Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we go up until 12 o'clock. That's our format. And we start off with worship. You know, there's four different groups. Four different people take turns of leading. And, you know, one person just has just like a keyboard, but one of them just leads a cappella. You know, another person will put something on the overhead and we'll sing along with that. So it's like we just have many different ways here that people can lead in the worship time. And then, you know, and basically, you know, you just need to have maybe 4 to 8 people. Even 4 people would get you started. If you could think of 4 people, you know, who would have a desire just to love people, especially the seniors, you can start off with just even 4 people. And one can be the person who's kind of going to be the Bible teacher. Now, you don't even have, I happen to be one of the ones that I teach the Word, you know, every Wednesday, because I love, you know, God's Word. But it doesn't have to be a person like that. There's so many great video series out there that if you didn't have anybody who was comfortable enough to actually, you know, teach from scripture, well, there's so many series out there. Anybody can play that. And then we find that one of the greatest, I think, reasons that our group is so successful, we usually have at least 50, 55 Whoa. People. Yeah, you know. Before COVID came, we were averaging 80. Wow. So it takes time to build back up. But and of course, in our group, we always have somebody going to heaven.
Yes.
Oh. You know, that's just part of it, isn't we? Just, well, you know, that's how it is. But you're all going to go there, too. Yeah, for sure.
Do you serve food? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. She's asking, do we serve snacks? Yes, we do. We definitely have a snack time, and people will bring in snacks. And once a month, we have like a complete luncheon, and people bring like for a whole buffet. Oh. We used to do that every single week. We'd always finish with lunch, and people love that. And then it just seemed like that might be a little much for some people. So we said, well, we'll do it once a month. But yeah, but part of it is we just have the round tables, okay? Very practical. And we just put five around a table. We find that 4 to 5 is really helpful to just encourage people to talk and share. And of course, we just encourage, you know, the teaching part is usually about 20 minutes, you know, and then I'll give them a question to talk about around their table, always about how to apply, you know, what we're learning. I'm teaching from the book of Philippians right now. And oh, goodness, it's just so loaded with so many great things, right? Yes.
We have so many people in their 50s and 60s. I mean, they're seniors, but they're still working full-time or part-time. They can't come during the day. Yeah. So how do you meet those needs?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, of course, you can come up with an evening. You could come up with a Saturday morning. You could do even a Sunday afternoon. You know, you just whatever will work. Because the 50s and 60s, you're right. Well, even I myself, I mean, I'm still working. You know, so, yeah. So you just have to come up with a time.
I understand mornings for retired seniors, mornings are better. I understand that.
Yeah.
And they don't want to come out at night.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So if you do it at night, then the older ones come.
Right. No, the night thing oftentimes becomes an issue. So, yeah, we start. But I like a Saturday morning type of thing or Sunday afternoon.
Like on Saturday, do you ever look?
Well, we have, our group doesn't personally do that because we have another group in our church that's called Prime Time. They plan outings like that. But our group pretty much, you know, we're focused on this particular format. I would say our greatest outreach is just word of mouth. And, you know, the Father's Love Letter, I don't know if you're familiar with that. That's a powerful track, Father's Love Letter. And so we always have these on hand. And everybody's encouraged to take those and share them, pass them out all the day. Oh, and we just encourage, okay, tell us the stories of what's happening, you know, when you're passing these out. And the stories are just tremendous, tremendous. So, and so when you look at some of these things here, different things that are involved here, you know, my husband was always great into humor. He always, at the first part of the service, always had humor. And so we have another person now who brings in the humor piece, which is really, really excellent. And what I like, when you look at the bottom here and you see some of the benefits of this type of thing, you know, because all of us are part of churches here, but you will find that this becomes a wonderful way to get your people to invite other people. You know, we've got this great group of people your age, you know, and just invite people to come. And people will come often to something like this where they might not come to your church. I mean, and really, we have many people who go to many different churches. So, you know, that's, of course, we don't encourage them to leave their churches. No, come, you know, and be a part of us. And actually, we always encourage everybody who comes. When you do go back to your church, remember, you're going to your church just to be a blessing. Just to be a blessing. Talk to your pastor. What can I do to be a blessing in my church? You know, the last thing we want to do is for older people to be mumbling and grumbling and complaining, right? You know, and that can happen so quickly. You know, I didn't like this, and I didn't like this, and I didn't like that. So it's like, oh, no, we don't want to be of that kind of a mindset. So, because there's so many ways that anybody, really of any age, but older people, sometimes people who are retired, they do have maybe a little bit more time. And so they can just, no, go back and be a blessing. You know, is so important. And here's another thing. We often have missionaries, you know, who are itinerating through the district. We'll invite them to come on a Wednesday morning. And oh my goodness, we'll oftentimes have a love offering for them, sometimes $500, $600, $700. Yes, and so it gives another opportunity for more prayer support. And, you know, it's a very low budget. We do have an offering basket we encourage people to put in, but I mean, it's very low budget because we bring in our own snacks, we make our own coffee, things like that. So it's like, this never has to be a financial, you know, burden for anybody. No, but it can be just the opposite. And what I also like, I got on the bottom here, this is transgenerational transformation, because, you know, there's just so many scriptures, and we've heard a couple even at our conference today, you know, just the blessing of investing in the next generation, and anything that you pour into an older person and you invest that and they take that, they receive that, that's going to be poured on, that's going to be passed on to the next generation and the next generation. I mean, that's really, really exciting. I mean, I look at my own life, you know, I have 18 grandchildren, and I just had my 8th great-grandchild. Would you believe that? Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and when November comes, I'll have 10 great-grandchildren. Amazing, isn't it? But I'm telling you, for every one of them, you know, to invest in them. So this is a type of ministry here that if your church doesn't have one, you know, I'm just praying that maybe God will put a little nugget in your heart here, say, wow, this is doable. Right. And it just, even if you're the person who just has the seed for the idea, and you go back and you share it with a couple other people. You know, Chris and Bruce, you know, you've been doing this here at this church. You know, they were part of Life Church Yorktown Church, where my husband and I were pastoring for many years. And so this is the possibilities of this, and what you can do with this is just limitless. I mean, you can think of so many different places to do this. You can use your church, but other places, other opportunities. And actually, we ended up starting other groups, you know, out of this group. And so that's the potential here. And that's why I'm excited to share it here, because you all have the opportunity. Now, this can be expanded. I pray that there would be many, you know, groups that would get started, even out of today's meeting. And if you need any kind of help whatsoever, in encouragement or more questions, in addition to the, you know, the thoughts that are on here, I've got my phone number there. I'm happy to come alongside you and encourage you in any way. I tell you, it's powerful. And again, it comes down to, are we going to listen to the nudges of the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. See, if the Lord is putting a nudge in your heart to say, wow, maybe this is really something to think about and get going in our church. Oh my goodness, it'll just be really, really, really powerful. Yeah. Now I also, does any other questions here about Friends Fellowship? You can call it any name you want. It could be just Friends, some Friends Forever, whatever. But the idea is just, again, building community, meeting the needs. And there are so many people who just, you know, they would say this is their favorite time of the week, coming to Friends Fellowship. They love it that much. It's the highlight of their week. It really, really is. And, you know, we always have opportunity for prayer, you know, for people afterwards and even around our tables. And, you know, oftentimes we'll give room for testimonies, you know. And it's really fun because, you know, we see the gifts of the Holy Spirit and all of that as well. We encourage people. If you have a nudge, yes, respond to that nudge. Share with the rest of us, you know. And so then I see that my time is almost gone. So this right here, the priestly prayer of the blessing, this you can even get on your YouTube, but we did many weeks of teaching just on this alone, the priestly prayer of the blessing. And, you know, this is the scripture verse in Numbers 4. This is in Numbers where God told Aaron to tell the people and to pray this prayer over the people. And I love to pray this prayer every day over my family, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. And think about this. And I just wanted to have the opportunity to pray this blessing over you as you leave today, okay? I just want you to receive this, because really this is the Lord saying this to you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Then in the Amplified Hebrew, it's a little bit more deep. So it's like, may Yahweh kneel before you, making himself available to you as your heavenly Father, so he can bestow upon you his promises and gifts, and guard you with a hedge of thorny protection that will prevent Satan and all your enemies from harming you. May he protect your body, soul, mind, and spirit, your loved ones, and all your possessions. May Yahweh illuminate the wholeness of his being toward you, continually bringing to you order so that you will fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. May Yahweh provide you with perfect love and fellowship, and give you sustenance, provision, and friendship. May Yahweh lift up and carry his fullness of being toward you, bringing everything that he has to your aid, supporting you with his divine embrace in his entire being, and give you peace. May Yahweh set in place all you need to be whole and complete, so you can walk in victory moment by moment by the power of the Holy Spirit. May he give you supernatural health, peace, welfare, safety, soundness, tranquility, prosperity, perfection, fullness, rest, harmony, as well as the absence of agitation and discord.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord bless each one of you. Each one of you. And I just pray really a double portion. You know, Elisha said to Elijah, I want a double portion of the Spirit of God. And I pray a double portion of God's Spirit upon each one of you. Amen. Yes, of course.
Because I actually use this. I have a group of older people in my neighborhood that kind of became a small ministry. I'm kind of looking to do some. I'm a new member here, but I've always been in my community with older people. And they're all my friends, and we're all friends, and we gather in my yard, and our dogs play together, and that kind of thing. So I'm looking for a way to kind of.
You just to raise That was wonderful.
It's just funny. So I'm trying to get a nonprofit, and I have the it's SOS, Save Our Seniors. And so my name is Laura Lee.
Laura Lee.
And so you actually, I didn't realize that I would come into a. This is just the Holy Spirit showing me, because I've been praying on it, and I have a calling for it. I know that. And I just retired police officer in Bronxville, Westchester County, and I was in charge of elder care and people with disabilities, children, older people, everybody. And so I had to take a lot of classes.